When I first started trying to read through the Bible regularly, I knew I always sort of dreaded coming to the prophets. They're indicting people for violating God's law. But they've talked about such obscure events and places and people that it seemed difficult to understand its relevance to our time. But the more that I've read them, the more I see how they do very much relate to our time. It's given me a greater appreciation for what God says in the books of the prophets. Isaiah was a prophet who wrote 700 years before Christ lived, already predicting in extensive passages how Christ would be the suffering servant, all those prophecies that were fulfilled in Christ 700 years before he was born. He did a number of other prophecies as well. At that time, he was speaking to the people of God on behalf of God, and the people of God at that time were in divided kingdoms. Israel and Judah had split. Like the U.S. today, people in Israel and Judah were calling good evil and evil good. Like the U.S. today, they were going through the form of religion, but their hearts were devoted to self-worship. And so I'd like to read this morning for our confession, or call to confession, from Isaiah chapter 1. This is what God said through Isaiah to his people. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner and the donkey its master's crib, but Israel does not know. My people do not consider. Alas, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a brood of evildoers, children who are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked to anger the Holy One of Israel. They have turned away backward. Unless the Lord of hosts had left a very small remnant, we would have become like Sodom. We would have been made like Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Give ear to the law of our God, you people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices to me? I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed cattle. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or the lambs or goats. When you come to appear before me, who has required this from your hand to trample my courts? Bring no more futile sacrifices. Incense is an abomination to me. The new moons, the Sabbaths, and the calling of assemblies, I cannot endure iniquity and the sacred meeting. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hates. They are trouble to me. I am weary from bearing them. When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves and make yourselves clean. Put away the evil of your doing from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Rebuke the oppressor. Defend the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now and let us reason together. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. In 2 Corinthians 7, which I believe we'll be hearing from today, Paul said this, godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation. That's why we're here for confession today, to sorrow over our sins, to repent of them, to confess them. Let us now humble ourselves and examine ourselves before the Lord. To what extent have we become indifferent to this and silent to the great sins of our nation? To the murder of children and abortion? To sexual perversions of all sorts, which are celebrated in our nation? Thefts enshrined in government redistribution programs? Our own robberies of God and tithes? More personally, to what extent is your relationship with Christ, like mine, lukewarm? Do we read passages of Scripture without registering what you've read? I know I do. Do we go through the form of prayer with no passion and a hurry to get on to something else we think we need to do? I know I do. Confess it now in this period of silence. Almighty God, we continue to struggle with our sin. We turn to you now in confession and repentance. We acknowledge our absolute need for and dependence on your glorious Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Please fill our hearts with a holy fire and a deeper prayer relationship with him. May your Holy Ghost move in your people. May you give us the wisdom to know what we ought to do and the courage to do it. We ask it as he instructed us, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.